what is considered today that the ministers are bringing this new decommissioning scheme to cabinet today for approval. And if it gets approval, then it will be rolled out across the whole fishing industry, where basically there is approval for a €66 million decommissioning scheme for the whitefish fleet, which effectively will probably decommission about a third of the whitefish fleet as it stands now at the moment. And I think that is basically the ministers have given up and rolled over for the European Commission and undermining the Irish fishing industry and the Irish fishing fleet. I think what they should be doing is going to Europe and fight on behalf of Ireland. Basically, this death by 1,000 cuts, and the fishing industry has been will be in the terminal decline now. And I think it's a natural outworkings of joining the European Union in the first place, where the European Union set out to steal our fishing stocks, and we've been complicit in that.
You on several occasions have made that exact point in various debates in the Dáil, particularly in terms of the Sea Fisheries Protection Bill. It doesn't appear that this is a message that's falling in any way on the government's ears.
Sadly not, but I mean, the government clearly isn't going to go fight on behalf of fishermen at a European level. They've decided that that's not something that they're going to do. And unfortunately, the community and seems to be going along with that as well, which is sadly means that it's going to be the decline in the end of our fishing industry.